Late last year, Gus Warland embarked on a rollicking journey into the world of masculinity with the three-part doco series on the ABC, Lou, called Man Up. And it was all about the pressures on men to toughen up, and it might be making the modern man crack. And, of course, there are terrible suicide rates amongst men in Australia. He's here on the border today for the Man Up luncheon at the Albury Club. It's at midday on Kiwa Street, $60 a person. Contact the Albury Club to find out if there's any more tickets. And we got to talk to him yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
Here it is. We start by talking about what Man Up is all about.
We're challenging masculinity in Australia, basically. No one's saying that we can't be that stoic Aussie bloke, because that's who we are, and traditionally that's who we are, and that's who we love, going back to the pioneers and also the Anzacs and our soldiers and so forth. But it's not a healthy place for a lot of us men to be in, not being able to talk about our feelings. And when I say that out loud, people sort of roll their eyes and sort of say, oh, you know, you've really just sort of be a bit more resilient and get on with it. And I understand what they're saying.
Yep.
It's okay to have all those wonderful qualities, but every now and again, if you are feeling a bit rubbish, you've got to have someone in your life that you can talk to about that and just sort of let off the pressure. We're losing 8 Australian men every single day to suicide. It's the number one killer of men between the ages of 15 and 44 in this country, and we have to do something different to change those stats, because those stats are getting higher and worse every single year. So all I'm doing is just challenging every bloke out there to, hey, absolutely, do what you think is right to be a man, but please leave a little part of you available to have a chat with someone if things start to get a little bit out of control. And that's what I'll be talking to the guys about today, all my experiences and what I've learned over the last couple of years since Man Up was started to be filmed.
Gus, I've read a really lovely article that was done with you and your son Jack. About the relationship that you have with your 16-year-old son Jack, and how that relationship's kind of changed and evolved in the last couple of years. And I guess I was particularly interested. My husband and I have an 11-year-old son, Dan, and you can just see, like, he's super affectionate, loves a hug. You know, if something makes him sad, he cries. All of those things, but it's like a little switch flicks in their brain when they kind of reach puberty and beyond, that those things seem to change. So I guess it's sort of a bit of an uphill battle, isn't it, to retain that emotion and retain that openness.
Absolutely. And what you're saying, I'm nodding along as you're speaking about it. And you know, my 11-year-old son compared to now 17-year-old son who's about to do the HSC and is starting to get interested in girls and that type of stuff, especially his relationship with his mum, because mums, without doing anything wrong, go from having their sons, you know, love to give them a cuddle and tell them they love them and show a real emotion. And then over a couple of year period, through no fault of the mums, you know, the boy, it's getting knocked out of them slowly but surely, whether it's social media, whether it's in the schoolyard, whether it's at a sporting or some sort of team event, or plus they're just getting a little bit older and they don't want to be a mummy's boy anymore. Whatever that might be, the combination of all that is really tough for the mum to cope with, because they've done nothing wrong and all of a sudden they seem to be getting pushed out a bit. But a lot of those boys do come back after a period of time, and they understand how much their mum is awesome. Yep. So it'll come back to you, Lou, once it does sort of happen. But unfortunately, you know, relationships between fathers and sons are difficult as well, because you go from being the superhero, you've got the cape on all the time, to all of a sudden they're challenging you and they don't realise that you're not quite as Superman as they thought you were. So that's a real challenge for us blokes as well. But we're old enough and ugly enough to sort of get on with it. I'm more concerned about the boys understanding that, hey, it's okay when things are really, really average or you're starting to feel a bit horrible. Just tell me so we can talk it through, and you'll be much better off between the ears if you do that.
Yeah. So today at the Albury Club on Kiwa Street, you're going to be there from midday. Now, are you going to be going through things like that? Like, what can people expect for the luncheon today?
Yes, I mean, I'll be talking about all my experiences, if you like, over the last couple of years filming the show, and the stuff that I just didn't know, and I just don't think it's out there enough, the dramas we've got in this country, but also trying to open up a discussion in a really safe environment that we can talk about things that us blokes just don't normally talk about. We're very comfortable at the pub. We're very comfortable at the barbecue in the backyard talking about sport, relationships, work, jokes, that type of thing. But does anyone ever actually spend a couple of minutes with someone they dearly love, look them in the eye, connect properly, and actually ask them if they're absolutely okay? And if they fob you off with, yes, I'm fine, what are you talking about? Well, ask the next question and really let them know that you care about them. It's not having big, deep and meaningful conversations every time you see someone, but you've got to let them know that if they do want a deep and meaningful conversation, you're there for them. And it's all right to live in banter land, because us Aussie blokes love living in that sort of banter land area. But we need to have a little part of our life available to have the proper conversations that really mean something. Because as I said, you know, losing eight a day, imagine if that was the road toll, eight a day, they'd ban cars. So absolutely, the fact that we're not having a proper discussion, that I went to the health minister the other week and say, can we please get a national advertising campaign around suicide? And why isn't that happening? And people look at me bleary-eyed like, well, not really sure. And it's like, well, you're the lawmakers. You're the ones making all the decisions. Can we at least get the discussion so it's not such a big stigma to talk about suicide? Because it's a massive problem in this country, and I know how difficult it is for you guys in the country as well. You lose so many men to it, and it needs to be addressed.